You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This morning, we will continue our study of John chapter 6.
上一次我们讲到约翰六章的时候，我们特别说到，这是四本福音书都记载的神迹。
Last week we mentioned that this is a miracle that was recorded in all four gospels.
这个神迹乃是记载耶稣基督用五条饼，用五块饼两条鱼喂饱了五千群众。
And this is the story of the two fish and the five loaves that feed all 5,000.
这个五千是指的男人男丁的数目。
And this 5,000 it actually means 5,000 men.
如果再加上妇女孩童就更加不止了。
And it will be even more if you counted the women and the children.
我很希望能够大家思想一下，到底五千人一起吃饭是怎么样情形。
And I'd like you to really think about how it's going to be like with 5,000 men together eating.
前几天我们大概有30几位弟兄姊妹们去参加 CMO 的退休会。
Last week we have, we went about 30, some brothers and sisters went to, CMO meeting.
那里有大概600人一起吃饭。
Over there about, 600 people eating together.
是包括男丁包括妇女包括孩子。
Including men, children, and women.
那个吃饭吃了一个多钟头。
And, the whole meal takes about a whole hour.
排队不晓得排多久。
And, it's a long line.
所以我不晓得那个五千群众怎样能够井次序井然的一起吃饭。
So it's amazed how can those 5,000 people sitting there and eating with such a good order.
这显然是一个神迹。
And that itself is already a miracle.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我继续在读到约翰福音底下记载的时候。
So later on when I actually, when I go down, to the latter part of the chapter.
我再回想马太、马可、路加并没有记载那个所谓属灵的意义。
And I noticed the other Gospels did not record the spiritual meaning of this miracle.
他们只把这个神迹本身非常详细的记载。
They only describe this miracle in detail.
我就更加想起约翰在写约翰福音的时候有一个重点。
So then I remember that when John writes the Gospels of John, he has a special purpose.
他乃是用七个神迹把他的福音书连起来的。
He's trying to use the seven miracles to connect this whole gospel.
这个神迹就是记号。
Because these miracles are signs.
他说他用七个记号记载耶稣基督生命的表现。
He uses seven signs to record the whole life ministry of Jesus.
所以我们必须在这里仔细地看到底约翰说了些什么。
So we have to really pay attention to see what exactly is John's trying to tell us.
请我们一同看约翰福音六章第二十四节。
Let's read John 6:24.
众人见耶稣和他门徒和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。既在海那边找着了，就对他说：“拉比，是几时到这里来的？”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”24 through 26。
When the multitude therefore saw that Jesus was out there, nor his disciple, they themselves got into the small boat and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
弟兄姊妹们，这里耶稣错过了一次机会，说明他另外一个神迹。
It seems that Jesus missed the opportunity to explain to them, the miracles.
当他们问耶稣说：“夫子，拉比，几时候你到这里来的？”
And because when they ask, "Oh, when did you come here?"
因为显然在那里没有别的船。
It seems that it's that very obvious at that time there's no other boat.
我们看圣经里的记载，我们知道耶稣是从海面上行走过来的。
So we do know that later on we know that Jesus actually walked on the water to get there.
但是耶稣没有找到这个机会把他的神迹再一次说在众人的面前。
But somehow Jesus didn't use that opportunity to explain to them this, the other miracles.
反而他说你们找我并不是因为见了神迹乃是因吃饼得饱。
But rather, he tell them that you seek after me is not because you saw those signs, but you want to be filled.
上次我们看见这件事情已经觉得很稀奇。
Last time, when we read upon the scriptures, we were already very amazed.
因为吃饼得饱也是一个神迹。
Because to be filled with those food itself is also a great miracle.
但是为什么耶稣说你们找我不是因为见了神迹？
But why does Jesus say that the reason you seek after me is not because of that sign?
我们先跳过来看第三十节，他们说了什么话？
So let's jump to verse 30 and see what they're talking about.
他们又说你行什么神迹叫我们看见就信你？你到底做什么事呢？
Because they say,What then do you do for a sign that we may see and believe you? What works do you perform?
可见他们的心思意念一直在神迹、神迹、神迹上面。
So it seems that all they're thinking about is miracles, signs, signs.
好像神迹也会叫人上瘾哈。
As if all those miracles can make people addicted to it.
有了一样神迹还是不够，还要第二个神迹。
And when you see one miracle, it seems not enough. You want to see another one.
神迹还不够，一个神迹，两个神迹，神迹永远不嫌多。
And you see, one, two miracles, they're not enough. It will never be enough.
主耶稣对他们要做属灵的事情，他们并没有听见。
But actually, when Jesus is trying to point out the spiritual things, they didn't see.
二十七节里面主说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
Because if you look back to verse 27, it says, Do not work for the food which perish, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give to you, for on him the Father, even God, has set his seal. They said therefore to him, What shall we do, that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, and you believe in him whom he has sent.
我就在这里想想看到底当时那些群众是怎么样一个心态。
So I'm trying to imagine what kind of a, 心态 what kind of an attitude, what kind of a heart, they have.
你知道有时候我们读圣经不仅是用眼睛还要用我们的心思来读。
A lot of times when we read the Bible, not only with our eyes, we have to use our heart.
弟兄姊妹，如果你在当时群众中间， so, 会不会你们看见耶稣能够叫五饼二鱼食五千人吃饱，心里面就认出他是神呢？
Now, can you imagine if you put yourself in that crowd and you saw these miracles of the 5,000 being fed? Can you what's your heart? What do you think? Can you recognize that he is the Son of God?
我们大家诚实哈，大家觉得我在群众中间会与众不同，我会觉得耶稣是个。
Now, do you think you are very, very outstanding that among all these people, you're the one that can really can really recognize that because of this miracle, that he is, someone special?
弟兄姊妹，他是谁？
Now, who is he?
你看见了五饼二鱼喂饱五千群众的神迹，假如你在群众中间，你会看见，认为耶稣是谁？
Now, what would be your conclusion after you observe that miracle?
有把握说，我如果有一次的经历，看见耶稣基督用五饼二鱼喂饱五千群众，我就相信他是基督，是弥赛亚，请举手。
Now, those of you who, okay, you can raise your hand, okay. If you think right after you watch that one miracle, saw seeing that Jesus feed 5,000, then you believe that he is just a Messiah, he is Savior. Those of you.
这个答案不是错的哈。
The answer is right.
但是诚实地问自己，有多少人有把握？
But very honestly ask yourself, now, how many of you do have the assurance?
有多少人有把握？
How many of you?
比刚才少了几个？
Three. Four.
又增加了几个，那么剩下的弟兄姊妹可没有不到十个手啊。
So there's less than 10 can actually honestly say that.
我们恐怕大部分的人会像那些群众一样。
I believe most of us will be just like the crowd.
那些群众看见这样大的神迹。
All the, when they observe that great miracles.
他们还说，夫子，你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你啊。
They still say that, what kind of sign are you going to perform so that we will believe in you?
要主耶稣行多少次的神迹，他们才能信呢？
Now, how many signs does Jesus have to perform in order for them to really believe in him?
我就在想，神迹也能够叫人习惯于外面所看见作为，而忽略了神迹中间的神的作为。
So even miracle can be a hindrance for people to really actually see what is the true meaning of those miracles.
弟兄姊妹们，今天神所创造的万有。
Today, the all creation
本身是个神迹
itself is a miracle.
Moody Bible Institute 他们出了很多的影片，将一棵小花、一个小草看见神迹。
And there's a very nice film by Moody Institute. They filmed the very tiny little tiny flowers, and can really see the miracles in it.
但弟兄姊妹，我们天天看见这些小花小草，我们没有一个人看见花草想到神吧
？But today we observe all these flowers and trees. But did you actually thinking about God through this creation?
今天早晨我起来的时候，看见我家里昙花快要开花了。
Now this morning I saw the there's a cactus plant is about to bloom.
但是很诚实地告诉各位，我没有想到说赞美神的荣耀，神啊，你创造万有。
But let me say it very honestly, I forgot to really actually praise God for this creation.
因为每一年夏天昙花都会开花。
Because every summer that cactus will flower.
所以我们觉得这是一件正常自然的现象。
So we think it's something very normal, very natural.
假如耶稣每一天都要行神迹
，If Jesus have to perform a miracle every day，
他如果哪一天不行神迹，人就不相信他是神。
Then if one day he did not perform a miracle, then people not stop believing him that he is God。
弟兄姊妹们，这就是在神迹的追求中间产生的难处。
So this is a problem when we try to seek after the miracles。
有许多人跟随耶稣，就是视之为跟随，要看见他行神迹。
There's a lot of people that just following Jesus all this time. All they want to do is to try to see if there's any miracles.
弟兄姊妹，这是一种错误的群众心理。
Now that is a wrong group mass attitude.
更多的神迹不会叫他们更多的爱神。
Because the more miracles performed will not make them love the Lord more.
更多的神迹不会叫他们生命强壮。
Because more miracles is not going to make their personal life strong.
更多的神迹也不一定使他们的信心能够加增。
And if there's more miracles, it does not necessarily make their faith increase.
这就是耶稣基督为什么没有接受这些群众对他行神迹的挑战。
That's why those that Jesus refused the challenge of those people who want him to perform more miracles.
他说了几句非常重要的话。
He says something very, very important.
不要为必坏的食物劳力。
So don't work for those food that will perish.
要为那个存到永生的食物劳力。
But rather for the ones that will become eternal.
弟兄姊妹们，有什么食物是存到永生的呢
？Now what is the food that will endure to eternal life?
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们吃东西吃怕了，怕防腐剂。
Today we eat the food that we're really afraid of all the preservatives that those.
因为那些防腐剂是使你存到永生的，对不对
？Because those preservatives can really preserve you to eternity.
但弟兄们，除了防腐剂之外，什么食物是叫你吃了存到永生的呢
？But besides those preservatives, what else is will really preserve will endure to eternity?
你不要吃那些存到永生的防腐剂，对不对
？Don't eat that preservatives that will preserve you.
主耶稣说要为那个存到永生的食物劳力。
Jesus said, but rather you have to labor for the food that will endure to eternal life.
这些群众没有抓住他这句话当中的奇妙。
And the people didn't really recognize, they didn't really have a grasp of his wonderful.
没有从这里去问主耶稣什么叫永生的劳永生的食物。
That did not really start them asking him questions.
他们反而继续问说行什么神迹。
But rather they just still go on asking,Are you going to perform more miracles?
他们问他说：“我们应当行什么才能做才算是做神的功呢
？”And they said, "What should we do? Then becoming then we will recognize as doing the God's work."
主对他们说：“你们要为永生的食物劳力。”他们就想到做工的问题，没有想到食物永生的食物。
Because when the Lord said that you shall labor for the food that will endure to eternity, they were only thinking about working. They forgot about the food.
他们的目的是什么？
What's their purpose?
人生的经验告诉他，你必须工作才能够得到饱足。
Because the human experience tells you that you have to work in order to be satisfied, in order to eat.
主耶稣却告诉他说，你不要工作，你信心，你应该相信，这就是做成神的工。
But rather, the Lord did not ask them to work, but rather that you believe that is the work of God.
但他们还是没有听懂。
But they still didn't understand.
又还是继续问神迹的事情。
And still continue on to ask about signs.
有时候我们在主的面前就是这样愚昧，主要一次、两次、多次对我们说，我们听不见。
So we're foolish like that always, because the Lord has to tell us once, twice, and we still didn't understand.
主说你们要因着信的缘故信神所差来的这就是做神的工啊。
And Jesus answered them that this is the work of that God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.
他们问神迹。
They asked about miracles.
你信什么神迹叫我们看见就信。
He said, what kind of a miracle are you going to perform so that we will believe?
其实就是人有限的脑筋来讲也是合乎逻辑的。
But this is also very logical according to our human reasoning.
主说要为永生的食物劳力吗?
Because Jesus said that you shall labor for this eternal food.
他们就问怎么样劳力吗?
So they asked them, how do we labor?
主说不要劳力要信心。
And said, no, you don't labor, you just have faith.
他们就说怎么样才能信你总要行个神迹吧。
I said, no, how could we believe? At least you should perform a miracle.
你看这里面推来推去推来推去始终没有抓到要
点。So it's just pushing back and forth and never the most important part was missed.
主告诉他们你们信心就可以得到永生的食物。
The Lord said that with faith you shall receive that food that will endure to eternity.
但是他们打来打去，推太极拳推来推去。
But they just kind of pushing the issue back and forth.
也不知道为什么这里说了一句非常奇妙的话，把主耶稣要讲的话又引出正题。
And then very wonderfully there's a one sentence that was really giving the most important.
他们误打误撞创造了一个问题。
And somehow they come across, they're stumbling into this question.
我不晓得为什么他们会提起这个问题。
I don't know why they will ask this question.
多次我读约翰福音六章的时候，我都以为是主耶稣先提到天上玛拿的问题。
And a lot of times when I read John 6, I thought Jesus is the one that's starting to mention about the manna.
现在我请弟兄姊妹跟我一起读，到底看看谁提出玛拿的问题。
But let's read together, let's see who actually started mentioning the manna.
我们从三十节读起，不要间断，好不好？
Let's start reading from 30 and not to stop until we.
三十节一起来读哈。他们就说：“你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你？你到底做什么事呢？”我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿。如经上写着说他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。弟兄姊妹们这句话是谁讲的
So who said this?
谁提到在旷野吃过玛拿
So who mentioned that the manna they ate in the wilderness?
大家读读印象现在看重新想想我问弟兄姊妹一个问题是不是你们跟我一样想当主耶稣要讲到天上真粮的时候是耶稣提出玛拿的问题
So let me ask you is it your impression that when we're talking about the bread of life then Jesus starting to mention manna to the people
有多少弟兄姊妹读到这里发现不是是群众提起玛拿的问题
So how many of you realize that this is the people starting to mention manna
第一次注意到这件事情请举手好不好
Now those of you who really mentioned already noticed this for the very first time please raise your hand
有多少人第一次发现这个问题
Now who find out that this is the case raise your hand
那么恭喜诸位你们早就比我聪明哈我是最近才读到这件事情
So I want to congratulate you but because you're all very clever because only recently I found out this
我真是稀奇他们怎么会想起玛拿的问题
I'm really amazed that how can people start to realize and start mentioning this manna
也许是因为主耶稣提到天上来的粮食
Maybe because Jesus mentioned about this food from heaven
不过总而言之当这个问题再提出来的时候主耶稣就能够对他们宣告一件奇妙的事情
But nevertheless when manna was mentioned then Jesus can proclaim a wonderful things to them
三十二节耶稣说我实实在在地告诉你们那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的
Verse 32 and 33 Jesus therefore said to them Truly, truly, I said to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it's my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world.
天上降下来的粮食是什么?
So what is this food from heaven?
弟兄姊妹,这里大家读过了,天上降下来的粮食是什么?
Now what is this food from heaven? Would you tell me what is this food from heaven?
大家告诉我。
Please tell me.
告诉我。基督耶稣林老师答对了那么其他弟兄为什么不回答是不是太简单了大家告诉我谁是天上来的粮
Now who is the bread of life from heaven
有把握要有把握大家回答谁是天上来的粮
you have to have assurance
怎么那么小声呢我今天耳朵 我耳朵不好
Yes, Lord.
耶稣基督
但是我再问一个问题，当你读到天上降下来的粮的时候，你的脑子里，如果你把眼睛闭起来，你的眼睛里面看，你脑子里看见图画是什么？是一大堆面包从天上掉下来呢，还是一块一块像雪花这样飘下来呢？
Now,
还是一个人从天上降下来？
But when you mention the bread of heaven, what's the picture, the mental picture in your mind? Is it some bread just keep on coming down, or some kind of wafer just falling down from the sky, or does actually a person come down from heaven?
我告诉各位，我常常想到面包掉下来。
And let me tell you, my mental picture is a lot of bread dropping down.
因为从前有一位弟兄告诉我，那是我刚刚信主没有多久，他告诉我也不要真的假的。
Because when I first was a young Christian, somebody told me, I don't know whether it's true or not.
他说从前在山东大复兴的时候，有许多的神迹，有些人在薄饼祷告聚会的时候，伸手一抓，抓到一块饼。
Because he told me that during the Shandong Great Revival, there's a lot of miracles. Somebody was closing eyes and praying during the breaking of bread and just reaching out and receive a loaf.
左有一块饼，右有一块饼，吃得饱饱的。
And a loaf from here and a loaf from there and then be filled.
我不晓得是真的假的。
I don't know whether it's true or not.
但是我的印象里面，这是可以发生的事情。
But in my impression, I believe that is possible.
所以我想天上降下来的粮大概是这样降法的。
So I think if when there's the food coming down from heaven, that would be the way.
弟兄姊妹们，这些犹太人并不是不读圣经的。
And actually the Jews, those Jews, they read the Bible.
他们读到听见耶稣说天上降下来的粮的时候，不是想到耶稣，是想到 manna.
Because when he heard Jesus mentioning about the bread from heaven, they immediately thinking about manna.
以色列人在旷野吃过 manna.
The Israelites ate manna in the wilderness.
而且不是一天，不是两天，是多久啊？
Not just one day or two days, but
40 years.
40 years.
有人用英文回答，英文回答比较勇敢哈。40 years 比较容易回答。40年。
40 years.
弟兄姊妹们，40年不是短时间的。
40 years is a long, long time.
我再说，天天的神迹对他们来讲便稀松平常。
It's let me say it again, that miracles that was there every day becoming unusual, becoming a normal thing.
但是犹太人有个印象，神曾经从天上降下来给他们，这个粮食就是 manna.
But they all know that there's a bread of heaven before, which is manna.
Manna 应当是存在一个金罐里面，放在约柜里面。
Manna was supposed to be stored in a golden jar and it was stored in the ark.
但是我相信在主耶稣那个时代的犹太人已经看不见 manna.
But actually during the time of Jesus, all the Jews, they've never seen manna.
那个金罐也没有了。
And the golden vase is no longer there.
因为连约柜也不在那。
Because even the ark, nobody knows where it is.
但是他们知道他们的祖宗在旷野吃过 manna.
But they did know that their fathers did eat the manna in the wilderness.
我刚才在说他们为什么引起这些圣经。
And let's go back. Now, why did they start to mention this manna?
可能是因为耶稣基督提到天上来的真粮。
Maybe because Jesus did mention that this is true bread from heaven.
也可能因为他们对耶稣提出一个挑战。你行了神迹，但是我们的祖宗天天吃 manna。
Maybe this is a challenge that they bring forth, saying that, oh, you can perform miracles, but our fathers who have seen these miracles long time ago.
但既然他们提起这些圣经,
but since they mentioned this scripture,
耶稣就对他们说,
and Jesus said,
我实实在在地告诉你们,
let me, verily, verily, I said unto you,
不是摩西给你们的粮食,
it's not Moses that gave you that
乃是我父把天上的真粮给你们,
but rather that my father who gave the true bread from heaven.
天上的真粮不是 manna.
The true bread of heaven is not manna.
Manna 是一个预表。
Manna is but a type.
天上的真粮是什么？
So what is the true bread of life?
我再问弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹再回答我，天上的真粮是什么？
Let me ask you one more time. What is the true bread of life?
耶稣。
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹，耶稣怎么样可以被我们吃进去呢？
So how can we consume Jesus?
主耶稣说那个从天上那个神的真粮就是从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。
But Jesus said that the bread of heaven is for the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world.
他们说主啊常将这粮赐给我们。
And so they say therefore to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread.
这个常将意思就是说你天天给我们吃这个粮食好不好。
And so this means evermore means why don't you do that every day?
耶稣说我就是生命的粮到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不渴
And then in verse 35 Jesus said to them I am the bread of life He who comes to me shall not hunger
只是我对你们说过你们已经看见我还是不信
And he who believes in me shall never thirst But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe
弟兄姊妹刚才我们已经看见最简单的原则怎么样得到这个粮食
And we already know the simplest way how to get this food.
大家告诉我。
Now, would you tell me?
信心相信对了。弟兄姊妹怎么样可以得粮食信心。
By faith.
这个得生命的粮食在信心里面得做的。
And this bread that we have to obtain by faith.
主耶稣说我就是生命的粮
Because Jesus said I am the bread of life
如果我们要用人生的经历来说就更加容易明白
So if we speak through our human experience It will be easier to understand
刚才我们听见主的话说不要为必坏的食物劳力
Because Jesus said don't labor for the food that will perish
我们刚才已经明白所有食物都会废坏
And we all know all food will perish
并且一切属物质的东西都会废坏
And actually all material things will perish
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.